Good evening, everyone. Apart from the night shift, for whom it's good afternoon. I'm Harry Balzac, your host for this evening, and today I am accompanied by the seamless Wilma Fingerdoo.
Good evening, Harry. Good evening, everyone.
The seamless Mia Harkness.
Good evening, Harry. Hang on, was that one of those height references?
Of course not. It's just that you couldn't hear it properly down there. We have the meaningless Wang Kerr.
Never knowingly understood, Harry.
And the peerless Norma Snockers.
Flatterer. Hey, peerless? Is that something to do with my glasses?
No, oh, never has a man more urgently needed a bong to rescue him from a clang. Maestro, the headlines, if you please.
Now you don't see it, now you do.
Epsilon Indy, it's dry, dry, dry again.
Lake Cod Lovelies look like lemons in medium-sized massacre.
What goes around, comes around, and around, and around.
From Davy Jones's locker to Davy Jones's lockup.
Suit you.
In Carcinanari, they thought it was all over.
This week, it's fight night, all right. And expedition, position, exposition from the community.
The inhabitants of the Sharur system may have thought that one of their moons was auditioning for Brigadoon a couple of weeks ago, when it suddenly disappeared, along with its inhabitants. That's no moon, the Sharurans said. No, really, there's no moon. Speculation was rife over what had happened. Would the moon reappear only once every 200 years if someone sang, "It's almost like being in love"? Was the moon a casualty of a super-intelligent pan-dimensional being who needed to make up a set of galactic marbles, and this one was just the right shade of grey? Or a star child playing peekaboo, and if they couldn't see the moon, then neither could we. Any pilot that was unlucky enough to be docked there at the time found that they were unable to re-enter their ship, presumably because the gravity waves caused by the sudden disappearance of the moon. No, we're not sure that it works that way either, but it's the best we've got, so we're sticking with it. For days, people tried to find the moon. Backs of sofas were searched. People returned to the last place they looked, as it was almost certain to be there. High shelves were swept. Even freezers were emptied because of that one time you left your keys in there by mistake. Nothing. Not a sausage. Not a crater. Not a point of interest. Nada. Had the dastardly Don taken the moon because the people of Sharur hadn't paid their protection money, and this was a demonstration of just how delicate moons can be? They can get broken if they aren't looked after. Just when everyone else was about to give up and say sayonara to the lost pilots of Sharur, a note appeared, apologising for the missing moon. The note was signed by the magnificent Sally Morgan Morrow, who had apparently been helping a magician friend with a trick, and they'd got stuck after making the moon disappear, and it had taken them a few days to remember the knack to bring it back. Sally has promised that she'll stick in future to pulling a Momus Bog Spaniel out of a hat, cutting a pink wafer in half, and turning red wine and coke into water.
There's been a hiccup in the supply of Epsilon Indy's most delicious export, the famed bourbon that is advertised on many a station wall. Pilots have been unable to leave or enter the system without considerable trouble. Now, obviously, there are only two reasons to call it Epsilon Indy: the aforementioned bourbon and Mitterrand Hollow. Rumours of the latter being the cause were unfounded, as the likelihood of it going off like a billiard ball break and pinging off the other planets was pretty low. Instead, prohibitionists of the most puritanical kind the Epsilon Indy Purple Central faction appear once again to have stopped traffic in the delicious beverage. It is believed that they've hacked into the nav beacon so that when ships arrive in the system, all of their ships' flight functions shut down, forcing them to call for the local Horizons towing service so that they can dock. The duty-free shops at the stations have all been closed, and there have been rumours of prohibitionists pouring perfectly good bourbon into the drains, which has sparked a sudden uptake in people applying for the job of station sanitation officers, who've assured the authorities that they don't need to provide a uniform nor any equipment, as they have their own siphon tube and a large container. The Pilots' Federation does not approve of this behaviour, and have asked that any pilots who have been affected by this issue should get in touch, where a council will ply them with old-fashioned until it stops hurting.
On Saturday just gone, the assembled hordes of hotlocks gathered in a Hazres at Wolf 1481 to expose their prodigiousness and to honour the legend that is Bucknecked by using only Lacon ships for the evening's entertainment. The plan was to have Type 7s mining their res, while small and medium Lacon ships protected them. Any ne'er-do-wells in the area would be so tempted by the freshly mined goodies that they would ignore the swarm of heavily armed and engineered ships in an effort to get their hands on all that tasty cargo. Things got off to a slow start as Commander Marco 2612, that's me, began mining operations and soon gathered a glorious 6 tons of liquid oxygen. Sadly, the pirate scum circling the area were not tempted by the goodies on offer. They zoomed around all over the place, and hotbox pilots picked off anyone with a padloitering ticket or an unpaid bill at Wonders. Well, those thongs don't pay for themselves, you know. I still don't understand why you all insist on wearing those under your flight suits. I mean, I get it with space pirates. They can double it up as an eye patch, but the rest of you? Anyway, you can imagine the excitement when some brave soul decided to launch a hatchbreaker limpet and stole some of my precious liquid oxygen. Everyone tensed. Then one poor bugger sneezed and almost cut himself in three, and that is why you should always go a size bigger than you think you need. Anyway, experimental lasers were charged, overcharged multi-cannons spun up, and Guardian Shard cannons spat out whatever it is that they spat out. Well, folks, it turns out that the one person who actually pirated the Type 7 was also the one person who got away. He was off into the depths like a shot, to trade his cargo for, well, I assume less money than they paid for the limpets he used to steal it. Oh, bless his wee piratey socks. With the Type 7 sidelined, the rest of the evening went very smoothly, with only some of us accidentally shooting their friends and colleagues before being sent off to the Pillar of Fortitude to pay our debt to society. Good news though, the aforementioned prison ship was only one jump away, so we were back in no time at all. Bounties were duly handed in at Alden Prospect, and we all reconvened in the bar, where we remain, awaiting delivery of our legs in leg-shaped parcels.
Well, while some commanders received the latest upgrade to the ship interface, anyone using the steam courier and distribution system appears to have parcel 1 of 2, but 2 of 2 appears to have been sent to a neighbouring galaxy. The delivery driver duly marked them as handed to resident and scarpered. Replacements were dispatched by the Pilots' Federation, who opened an investigation into where the second half of their interface update went. In the meantime, pilots with only half a ship's brain have been sampling the delights of the orange sidewinder as it spins round and round and round. As with the legendary hypnotoad of the planet Moroni, this causes them to have a bit of a moment and to tune in to Lave Radio to listen to a lot of Enya from the part-time DJ and full-time tailor, Eddie Lee Wise. The good news for pilots who found themselves getting more than just a little dizzy is that the Pilots Federation has dispatched a replacement set of interface updates, and that if pilots are still having difficulties, then please look at on their mat for a little card. Check their recycling bin for any unexpected parcels, and look in the branches of any trees that they may have outside in case the delivery driver was scared by a Momus Bug Spaniel and is hiding in the upper branches.
Pirates are naughty, but it appears that their naughtiness has been downgraded from just horrid to a bit of a scamp. Yes, for the last few weeks, pirates hanging around in Anarchy Systems, the only places that actually like pirates, have found themselves with a dilemma. Just by existing, they've plummeted their piratical palace position in the influence tables down to the bottom, and many pirate havens have changed hands, turning into nice little shopping centres or commercial districts. The pirates, up in arms, or in some cases one arm and a mean-looking hook, complained to the Pilots Federation that no one loved them anymore, and without somewhere to put their big booty, and indeed their big booty being booted from their favourite hangouts, piracy on the High Galactic Highway was likely to increase. As there is nothing so dangerous as a bored pirate, and nothing so nasty as a bored pirate boarding, the good news is that their hangouts have now been legitimised once again, and all is well in the land of Yar.
Eager collectors everywhere have rejoiced that another Suit Drop Thursday has arrived, so that outfitters once more have those elusive G3 Artemis suits in stock. However, as before, it's one at a time and at random locations. In a galactic crossbreed between Pokemon and geocaching, commanders are taking advantage of cheap taxi rides to visit stations in the hopes that just one of these elusive pre-engineered suits might be available somewhere near, whilst earning a few arts into the bargain. Galactic mega swapsies have ensued, with commanders running around shouting "need" and "got" at the tops of their lungs, then posting selfies with shop assistants holding heavily engineered weaponry and stating "first come, first served" before a mini gold rush descends on the station and there's a big queue at the pad. All this just to put a little more lead in their pencil. Sorry, kinetic armament.
The security lockdown we have been reporting for the previous 3 weeks in Barnard Star has finally been lifted, thanks to the efforts of many a trucker. However, Barnard Star now has both a pending outbreak and a pending state of civil unrest. Bloody show-offs, that's just attention-seeking. Until the adverse states hit tomorrow, drop carto data and run missions and trade to boost Hutton influence. But fleet carriers should be prepared, ready to bring in bucket loads of meds to relieve the outbreak when it hits. Also, not to be outdone, Epsilon Indy also has an outbreak, so if you have surplus doses of medicines, drop them there. If, of course, your ship doesn't break down trying to get into or out of the system. As we foreshadowed last week, the Barnard Star security problem has merely moved to Alpha Centauri, which has just now slipped into lockdown, so drop bounties are either Aldin or Hutton. In addition, Sirius Corporation are within 2% of Hutton in Alpha Centauri, so we are likely to see a rerun of the recent war, which clearly they weren't serious about. Meanwhile, in Carson and Ari, we thought it was all over. It isn't now. Annoyingly, Hutton scored a last-minute equaliser deep into stoppage time, in fact on the eighth day of what promised to be a seven-day war. I hope it wasn't one of you lot. So it appears that we cannot check out at any time we like, nor ever leave. Welcome to Hotel Carson and Ari. At the top end of the Hutton System League, what have you daft overachieving buggers been up to this week? Oh yes, three systems are significantly above 60%, and it's time for another game of Russian system roulette, as a fourth has already popped and gone into expansion. Sometime, somewhere. Meanwhile, in Colonia, Commissar Hanke asked that truckers work towards the election we are in with the Colonia Cooperative in Pytheas. We still need to leave Hotel Carson and Ari where... Oh, sod it. I'm so bored of trying to leave that place. Haven't they heard of an express checkout? Priorities this week. If you want to truck something, truck stuff into Barnard Star to lift the influence and truck meds to break the pending outbreak. If you want to shoot something, turn in bounties in Alpha Centauri to lift the lockdown. We still need to exit Carcinari, so do something.
It's time once again to bring you up to date with events out there, organised by and for the Elite Dangerous community. First, it's those armchair explorers, the Comfy Cannon Cruise, with the fleet carrier Consu taking its luxury passengers to the 124 waypoints of the original Cannon Challenge. Commander Mephisto writes, "Nothing much worth noting happened in the 14th week of the Comfy Cannon Cruise while sailing through calm seas, but the waypoint features were of interest nonetheless. There were more K and E-type anomalies to be seen, also the capsule and the bulb genera of mollusks. Services were held in the Mosque of Molly daily to revere the sacred creatures appropriately. Details of the cruise are at bit.ly Comfy Cannon Cruise. News from the Inner Orion Spur has reached us, sent by the Artemis Biological Survey, as they continue their expedition in search of new biological features and exceptional geological formations. Commander Alistair Hope has sent us this report. This week, the Artemis Biological Survey reached its fourth waypoint in the Crescent Nebula. Since the beginning of the expedition, the participants have collected data of 67 species living on planets with a thin atmosphere, which corresponds to 261 subspecies, coloured variants. This has generated an amount of genetic data sold to Vista Genomics of 861 million credits, spread over 59 commanders who upload their data into the SecraBog database. That's the system for information, collection and referencing of biological, organic and geological samples. Before the photographic documentation of the species, the data collected, 3,071 entries at this point, allows us to rapidly increase our knowledge on the living conditions of the different species. Note that this Friday we are organising an exobiology contest. It will be about scanning the largest number of species possible in a limited time, allowing participants to compete on their competence in exobiological research and analysis. Details of the expedition, including their Discord, being operated jointly in English and French, can be found at bit.ly Artemis Survey 2. If the last item piqued your interest and you're curious about life, Jim, but not as we know it, then as well as the Artemis Survey mission, those stalwarts of the stars, the Titan contractors, who are always on the lookout for new ways to expand our knowledge of the galaxy whilst having fun, are currently, amongst other things, undertaking what they're calling the Calypso mission. This was started to put one of their divisions, Mantis Analytics, at the forefront of their research. To accomplish this, they created the TSV Journey Vessel, its only current objective being to retrieve and catalogue samples of all known organic life. The homepage, which includes a Discord invite where you'll be able to see what they've found so far, is at bit.ly Titan Calypso. Time once again this weekend for CQC Saturday, organised by Commander Venezia, but open to all platforms. It starts at 9 p.m. UK time, which is 2000 UTC. If you wanted to have a go at CQC, but wanted to try it with like-minded folk, then this is your chance. It's great fun, as of course there's no rebuy and no bounties or notoriety to worry about. Even Flossie has been known to have a go, but has had to retire because it tends to bring out the worst in her, and the screams of triumph as she destroys yet another ship has tended to put other players off. Details are on our Facebook events page, and details are being posted into the chat.
I don't know what you're laughing for. That's no funny.
Time to start building your underground shelters, as it's less than 4 weeks now until King Hanky's party on the 14th of July. An event that's been signalled further in advance than government policy changes. If you're prepared to take your life and your liver in your hands, then details of the bash to celebrate King Hanky's 6th Fleet Carrier are on our Facebook events page, posted in the chat. And that concludes the roundup of community-led events this week.